Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel, and our 990th day together in the Word of God, we come to the end of the book of Revelation, which might seem like, hey, we should be at the end of the Bible now, right? No, we still have 106 more days to go in God's Word. This reading plan doesn't end with Revelation. It takes us some other places yet to come. Of course, we're not done with Ezekiel in the Old Testament. We've still got a ways to go. But we've come to the end of the Bible here on today's reading, and that makes this one of the most important chapters in Scripture, because this is the chapter that ends Holy Scripture. So let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we dig into this passage together today. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Every bit of it is precious treasure. The greatest gift you've given us is your Son, and your Son has revealed to us on these pages. And these pages are the greatest thing we have in this world. Your word to us, your will for us, your plans and purposes revealed. Please teach us from Revelation 22 today. Write it on our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks. We're going to get into the passage now. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no lamp of light, no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said, these words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said, you must not do that. I am your fellow servant with you, and your brothers the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book, worship God. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. Well, that's Revelation 22. Really, two parts to this. The first part, the first five verses, are really picking up with the description of the New Jerusalem. The river of the water of life. The refreshment of the Holy Spirit. The living water flows from the throne of God through the middle of the street of the city. And on either side of the river, there's a tree of life with 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. Each month, a different kind of fruit. And the leaves are for the healing of the nations. God himself will be in the midst of his people, refreshing his people, healing his people, giving life to his people continually. So we won't ever die, we won't ever age. This tree of life was lost back in Genesis chapter 3. It was lost because Adam and Eve chose to sin. They chose to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And once they were corrupted by the knowledge of evil, once their hearts were darkened and they became ashamed, once they were sinful, it was no longer right or safe for them to eat from the tree of life. So they had to go. But we will be given the tree of life because we will be made holy, perfectly holy. We will see Jesus face to face and be made like him. We will reign with him forever and ever. We'll see his face. His name will be on our foreheads. That means his character will be ours. That's what it means. His name will be on our foreheads. It's not that we're going to walk around with a giant tattoo that says Jesus Christ on it. It means his character, that's what his name is, will be ours. We will be like him, for we will see him as he is, as John wrote in 1 John 3:2. And it's never going to be dark. And it's never going to be not worship. In chapter 21, we saw there's no need of a temple, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb is in the midst, and they're the temple. And here there's no need for light, because God is their light. So that means we always live in the light, we always reflect righteousness, we are always being refreshed and healed, and we are always worshiping, no matter what we are doing in the new creation. All of life is the presence of God, the purity of God, the refreshment of God, the righteousness of God, and the worship of God through and through in every aspect of life. That is unbelievable. Without any sin, without any sorrow, without any sickness, without any pain. It's coming. To make sure that we're not just thinking, oh, this is just a pipe dream, this is just some fantasy. Jesus says, these words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. We're told this in verse 7. We're told this again in verse 20. Behold, I'm coming soon. Surely I am coming soon. Well, it's been 2,000 years. What does that mean? Well, 2 Peter answers this for us. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a watch in the night. God has not experienced time the way we do. He's not limited by time. When he says soon, he means it's imminent. As soon as everything is fulfilled, as soon as everything is complete and ready, he will come. As soon as it is time, which is soon in the light of eternity. We'll look back. Look, we're going to look back 28 million years from now and realize that the 2,000 years was just that. Because we're going to be forever and ever. And forever and ever means forever and ever. In perfect glory. It's awesome. Jesus is coming soon. And then there's this blessing. It's pronounced first in verse 7. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And then again, it's brought back in verse 18 as a warning. Don't add to the words, don't take away from the words, but you're blessed if you keep the words. The Word of God. This is not just the end of Revelation, but this is the end of the whole Scripture. The Word of God is to be kept, is to be believed, is to be lived. We are to live as if the words of Scripture are indeed true, the truest truth in the world, the most reliable and sure foundation for living. We are to keep the Word of God. Of course, we're sinful, and so we will stray and we will sin, but then we need to keep the Word of God by confessing our sin and by believing God for forgiveness. The Word of God is our life. It's our light. We need to keep it. John is so overwhelmed by the beauty of what he's seen. He's so overwhelmed by the power and the glory, the splendor of it all. He falls down to worship the angel who's showing him around. And the angel says, "You must not do that. We can't worship anyone but God. Worship God." One of the ways that people don't keep the Bible is when they worship other than God. Some people, in the name of Christianity, will worship angels or saints or Mary. You know, Michael the Archangel or Mary, the Mother of God. People who do that, they're violating Scripture. They're not keeping Scripture. Jesus is coming soon. He's bringing his recompense to repay. If you're worried about the evildoers in the world, don't worry about them. If you're worried about those who are defiled and defiling, don't worry about them. God will take care of that. You do what is right. You be holy. You keep your eyes on Jesus and you follow after him. That's exactly what is being told to us here. Let the evildoers still do evil. Let the filthy still be filthy. Let the righteous still do right. And the holy still be holy. We can't change other people. We can preach the gospel. We can pray for them. But God will do what God will do. And we need to be content with that. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. The first and the last, the beginning and the end. This is one of the most powerful statements of Jesus' self-understanding of his full divinity, that he is God. He says, "I'm coming soon. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Only God can say that. Only God is the beginning and the end. From first to last, from everlasting to everlasting, he alone is God, and Jesus is God. What does it mean, "Blessed are those who wash their robes"? That means we've come to Jesus for cleansing and covering that only he can give. Our sins washed away, our shame and nakedness covered by Jesus. If we come to God through Jesus Christ, if we've been cleansed and covered by him, we have the right to the tree of life, and we may enter the city by the gates. We don't have to sneak in the back door. We are welcome as children of God, as those who will reign forever with Christ, as those who are holy, even as God is holy. That will be us. Those who don't belong to Jesus, those who aren't cleansed and covered, they're the ones described in verse 15, the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, everyone who loves and practices falsehood. That would be us, had God not had mercy on us. That would be us, had God not cleansed us and covered us. But because we are cleansed and covered, we can look forward to that day when he's coming. And so we should say, "Come." The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." The one who is hearing needs to say, "Come." And the one who's thirsty needs to come and drink the water of life without price. The gospel call is open. While this world stands until Jesus returns again, the gospel call is open. We want Jesus to come again. We want to be with Jesus face to face, and we want other people to join in with us. We want other people to drink of the water of life. We want other people to see, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The final words of all of Scripture is that Jesus is saying, "Surely I am coming soon." And we respond. We respond by saying, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." We pray, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." Sometimes we joke about that. We can joke about that by saying, Oh, look at these two people who are up for election for president in November. Come, Lord Jesus. But it's not a joke. He's coming. And we should long for his coming today. Come, Lord Jesus. Soon, come, Lord Jesus. And until that day, we should be longing and sharing, praying and preaching, sending and going by the grace of the Lord Jesus and to the glory of his name. Let's pray. Father, you're glorious and wonderful and holy. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the one who has come and the one who is coming again. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Bring us home to you. We long to see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Revelation 22. Back to Ezekiel tomorrow. Have a blessed day in the Lord.